morning. Does that make you feel excited or are you disappointed? Depends on the point of view, and that's what we're seeing at these town hall meetings, right? All across the country. Healthcare reform or health insurance reform, whatever you really want to call the name of this, has everybody on edge. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney here once again, coast to coast and everywhere in between. You're catching another version of America Tonight live, as always, wall-to-wall stuff to talk about, including some sad stories weather-wise, because in California it's dry, horrible wildfires in Northern California. To the south, unfortunately, thanks to, it looks like, a Mexican drug cartel. Once again, L.A., it's on fire, and lots of firemen are putting in the long hours and paying the price for it, and people are being evacuated, and this is because of a marijuana growing mishap. The cartel members themselves crawling around somewhere in the wilderness. They haven't been found at this point, and I'm assuming they won't be found because the focus is on getting the fires to stop. And the terrain is tough, both in Northern California and in Southern California, getting the trucks up there and whatnot. So the North and the South on fire. In the meantime, Tropical Storm Claudette, will it become a full-fledged hurricane? And what will the winds be like? And will it slam into Tallahassee? Already, lots of rain has been dumped on the panhandle. If you were to look at the National Weather Service radar system, which I did just a short while ago, it's just one giant orange ball on fire heading, or actually right on top of the panhandle. So there is a chance this tropical storm turns into a hurricane, or maybe not. Maybe there's just a lot of water that dumps. Depends on the conditions. The conditions are ripe, though, for it to be a hurricane. We'll see. Keep your fingers crossed, because certainly we don't want to see the people in Florida dealing with what the hurricane can bring and ultimately how many homes will be damaged, et cetera, and hopefully not loss of human life. But then you have to talk about evacuation and where are people going and what Floridians actually are used to and what many of you might be used to if you're listening to me in an area where you deal with hurricanes, much like if you're in an area where you deal with tornadoes, except for, and I've said this before, and all of you know this, in the Midwest, when you get a tornado, you have the sirens that sound, right? It's like all hell is breaking loose. You hear the siren, you know, to take cover. But there's not a lot of warning involved. With the hurricane, usually you get some warning, but this is a tropical storm, and it can turn. If it turns quickly, then you can bet a lot of people, I'm sure, I hope anyway, will be smart enough to hightail it out, unless they're apathetic to, okay, here we go, another tropical storm. We've heard all of this before. Speaking of heard it all before, that's not the case with healthcare reform. Every day, something new, as I said, is bubbling up. It is the buzz across the nation. It should be the buzz, because it's your right to express how you feel about something that affects you and your family. Because remember, we're talking about families being affected, every single one of us. Whether you're single and you have parents and other siblings that would be affected, you have nieces, nephews, grandchildren, you know, just look at the family tree. Everybody will be affected by it, but affected in a good way or affected in a negative way, as I said, depends on your point of view and ultimately what the bill looks like in the end. I'm concerned about cost. I'm concerned about cost being pressed on to other Americans and how ultimately, in the final form, will look, how ultimately this will be meted out. From what I'm hearing, even if something goes through, in the fall everybody comes back, everybody huddles, people are outraged, people are blowing out the phone lines, blowing out the faxes, blowing out the emails of their congressperson or senators, and there is ultimately some vote and something happens or maybe there's compromises, it is something that will change or tweak the health care that you now have. However, it looks like the public option might not be there, might not be there in the end. So the public option not being available would drastically change this so-called health care reform, because it's the idea of giving Americans the option of government-run insurance or going, keeping their current health care and ultimately what that would entail, because if you don't have competition, what does that do? How does that change things? It looks like that this isn't going to even be an option. Instead, there might be health insurance co-ops instead of a government plan. Now, this for Obama, if you're playing on Obama's team, in other words, what he was elected on, you can only imagine that people that are extremely liberal are furious about the idea that this isn't going to happen, that there won't be this public option, because that was one of the things that was promised, this health care reform stuff. But because remember, Obama wanted the government to run an insurance, a health insurance organization to cover the 50 million uninsured. But I don't believe, you look at the 50 million, the 50 million uninsured, and there are people with horrible, sad stories, and they can't afford to pay it, it's ridiculous, etc. Yes. But there are also people who don't want health care. There are also people who are here illegally, and are they getting health care? Are you just giving everybody cards? How does that work? And that's been part of the problem. So you had Kathleen Sebelius, who's the Health and Human Services Secretary. Of course, you know, she's in overdrive working on, okay, what, how, because there's so many questions for her. What are the thoughts of what's going to happen here? And she's saying that the government alternative to private health insurance is not the main element of this overhaul, and the White House would be open to co-ops. So here's one concession, but would co-ops work? Now, this is the deal. So you're up to date on this. Follow the bouncing ball. Senator Kent Conrad from North Dakota, Democrat, he's saying consumer-owned nonprofit co-ops would basically sell insurance in competition with the private industry, right? It's kind of like the way agriculture co-ops work, and even electric co-ops. I know people that are involved with electric co-op, and they like it. And you see that a lot in rural states. So if you've got $3 billion to $4 billion with some backing, you know, that money from the government, then they operate under some kind of a structure with state affiliates, but it's not run by the government. And it's what the word says. Like we said, the ag example is probably the best example. That's what a co-op is. And it's up to you whether you want to do that or not, but it would, it could change things for people who can't afford it. But ultimately, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is there are so many other things also to be addressed in this. And the public option just seems, well, first of all, the public option, I think, is not viable. It's just not viable. There's just no way you can insure however many people they're talking about insuring. They're saying 50 million. I don't know that I think that number is real. So has there been progress on healthcare reform? Will this keep, will the cost be down? Will we not have to pay taxes? What do you believe? That's what you got to ask yourself. And you know how I feel. And I think, everybody should do what JFK suggested, at least on this one, anyway, baby. Ask not what you can, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And that is to get involved in this discussion. You can do it here if you want. 800-259-5791. Odds and ends next.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
America's Night. We're going to go into sports shorts. Tiger Woods shows he's human. I watched the tail end of that. A major slips away. Who beat him? We'll tell you. Also, Michael Vick back in the NFL as a backup to the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb. My family lives in Philadelphia. My mother called me over the weekend and said, oh, this Michael Vick thing, that's all anyone's talking about besides healthcare reform. She said there's signs all over Philly. It says, watch your Beagles. Because Michael Vick is an eagle. You can just imagine what some of the T-shirts look like. The underground T-shirts, you know, that people print out. Also, Bolt smashing a 100 meters record will tell you what he came in at. Man, you watch this guy run. It's boom. Before, if you just look away for 1 second, you have missed him running. Unbelievable. If you're a former track person or you just get the whole track thing and what this record is and how this and what he did, you'll understand. Let's go to Tom, who's listening to us rather in St. Louis. Hey, Tom, thanks for the jingle.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you and be on your show.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Oh, my gosh. One thing for sure is I wanted to ask you if you had heard anything about the closed session of Congress back in March of 2008.
The closed session of Congress over what?
Well, there was an actual closed session of Congress. It was the fourth time that that's happened in our history. And it was very amazing what happened. They made all the congressmen sign an affidavit that they swore that they would not divulge any information that was discussed. They had to go through a metal detector so that anybody that was packing a weapon wouldn't be able to get into the session of Congress with it. They also had to go through a wire test that showed if they were carrying any kind of recording devices. After having done all that, if they went into this closed session of Congress, they would be told five things that were later. These things were later leaked through a high-level staffer's, I guess, office or secretary. But anyway, this person went to a local radio station and leaked the information under anonymity. So one of the things that was discussed was that all of the congressmen and their families would be guaranteed a place of safe haven when martial law broke out. This was discussed at this closed session.
Where did you get this reporting from, the information?
I got this from a YouTube video, and it was through a radio guy, a radio station guy up in talk show guy up in the Philadelphia area. Apparently the staffer went to this person and decided, you know, they had a conscience after all, and they had to at least tell someone about it. So this person went to the radio show and discussed this with the radio show host, and he, you know, said, I'm going to keep this totally confidential. I'm not going to tell them who you are. But there were four or five things that were discussed. One of them was the safe haven for senators and their families when martial law broke out. And apparently, you know, this is something that they felt was coming fairly soon, so they felt that they had to at least, you know, tell the congressmen and their families. Another thing that they discussed was the imminent collapse of the U.S. economy. And they had a specific date.
You know what I'd love to know? I'd love to know this guy's sources on all of this. I have pretty good sources. I know nothing about this. Are you sure this isn't more hyped up BS that's being pumped out there?
No, I tell you what, if you go to YouTube, there is actually some filming that took place. There's some people who went on record as opposing this closed session of Congress. Dennis Kucinich was one of them.
Right.
Dennis Kucinich was one of them. He protested and said, you know, I represent my constituents and I'm not a congressman because I want to play secret games with my constituents. I swore an office to be transparent, and he said, I refuse to go into this closed session. And so that's on record. You can get that on YouTube. You can
but YouTube, come on. I know that things have been discussed. I mean, it's not that has never been discussed, but the fact that, I mean, the whole idea of the screening for the guns, et cetera, I'll tell you what, I got some really good sources on the Hill, and I have never heard anything about that. And here's the thing that you have to consider, Tom. Thanks for the call. You have to consider the source because, to me, if it was really a blown-up huge event, you don't think that that would be more publicized. People have this idea that, you know, and there are lazy reporters, and there are people that don't have sources, and there are things that don't get reported, sadly, and are underreported. But if something like that happened, like, okay, there's a closed session of Congress, and you cannot bring your gun in, Mr. Congressman or Congresswoman or Senators, and we're going to discuss the possibility of martial law, which, of course, the martial law, let's hope we never see that, but has that ever been uttered or discussed? Of course. But in a huge private session of Congress that was completely off the books and nobody knew anything about it and nobody did big, huge stories on with all the cable news, with all the bloggers, with all that other stuff, the context of it, I would be very wary about, let's say. Because you always have to question sources. You always have to question what the background is of that. But Tom, thanks for the call. Anytime you hear anything, I don't if it's far fetched or not. Hey, absolutely, give us a call and I'll check it out on YouTube. Sure. 800-259-5791. Just keep that in mind. There are a lot of people that throw out a lot of stuff that's not true. And then there are people that report things that are true that nobody can believe they found out. For example, the John Edwards thing. Last week we threw John Edwards in the dungeon again, although I think I've done it twice. He came on a show with me once before. I guarantee he won't come on another show with me. He won't come on any shows. John Edwards lied to the people who supported him. Now, you know, people donated money. They wanted to see him run for president. He ran for president. He was fooling around with a videographer. How much did that involve him giving her money as a cover-up or not a cover-up, or what was the deal there? And denied that, denied having an affair, denied the child was his. Now, of course, who reports all that and breaks the story a tabloid newspaper that I would never read to save my life, but I've seen a million times when I've been at the checkout counter, the National Enquirer. Some reporter gets a hold of it, and people think it's all BS, and lo and behold, it's true, and the so-called mainstream media is following that story as a result of looking at what a trashy tabloid what a trashy tabloid reports. And once again, they got the scoop on the paternity test. And once again, of course, too, nobody really touches the story other than Fox, but it's a story because for 9 hours, Ryle Hunter was questioned about her relationship with Edwards, whether or not there was anything funny with the money that she received. All right, we have some breaking news, too, to report to you. Tropical storm Claudette did hit landfall at Santa Rosa Island in Florida. I mean, this just happened. If you have any idea, if you know anything about the panhandle or area of Florida, you know, you probably know Santa Rosa Island. And the question becomes, as you track the movements, and for all of the people listening to us in the Sunshine State, that's what it's about. But it's there, and what we're looking at is 50-mile-an-hour winds. See, this is the beauty of being live and not being a show that aired earlier in the day here on America Tonight. So it's already hit the coast now as I'm speaking. It's hit the mainland. It's the first one to do so, the first tropical storm, because others have missed the target. It's supposed to weaken a little bit now as it's hitting this eastern end of this island, according to the National Hurricane Center. So 50-mile-an-hour winds, that's pretty heady stuff, but they don't think it's going to have major wind damage anyway. The one that's behind Claudette is this tropical storm Bill, which might turn into a hurricane on Monday. It's moving over that warm water spot in the open Atlantic. That's when it gets dangerous. So you've got condos on the Pensacola Beach that have been warned about stuff outside as this is strengthening. You have, people that kind of tried to get out of the way of Claudette, but I think it's looking like the one behind Claudette, this Bill, could be the scary one, but Pensacola Beach is definitely being hit by it. You got about 6 inches of rain. They might get up to 10 inches of rain. So batten the hatches, at least for the rain purposes. Hopefully this all dissipates. Meet us on the flip side, and we'll tell you what's happening coast to coast, some other interesting things to talk about here on America Tonight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of the teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Besides healthcare, what's the big buzz across the U.S.? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America, tonight, wherever you are. Hope you're warm and dry, particularly in Florida, where Claudette has touched down Pensacola right in that area. Just a tropical storm, though, 50-mile-an-hour winds. As long as you have your patio furniture off of the patio, you might be okay. It doesn't look like there would be major damage here. It's the next one coming in that could turn into the Hurricane Bill. Let's hope, anyway. Things can change. It's that weather pattern of the warm water and air coming in that changes it, and that's what it's looking like for the next one, which is Bill, and it's sort of taking a path toward Florida. But lots of rain, absolutely in the panhandle, no question about it. We're going to give you a follow-up for the pilots in that didn't get the Hudson traffic warnings over the Hudson River and that tragedy with the small plane and the tourist helicopter that killed all 9 people. Got a big follow-up on that. I'll tell you about it. But first, let's talk about Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin was the one that put on her Facebook page that the discussions about end-of-life discussions that were being proposed in this healthcare overhaul reform were like death panels. And that made a lot of news. A lot of people talked about it. They were quoting her all over the place. So Paul Begalia who's a well-known former Democratic strategist. Here's what he had to say about Palin's comments and why he thought they weren't significant.
Newt is a brilliant political strategist. Okay, it's Speaker Gingrich. I don't want to be disrespectful. He's a brilliant political strategist. And frankly, the former governor of Alaska would do well to listen to him. I would change D.C. or New York to Des Moines, Iowa. But here's the problem. He's trying to treat her like she's a serious person. She's not. Okay, she's about a half a whack job, and she does not have the intellectual heft of a Newt Gingrich or almost anybody else in the Republican Party, and I think she's proved that. And I admire Newt Gingrich for pretending that she's a serious person, but Sarah Palin has proven herself to be flaky and an intellectual.
All right, so Palin's numbers have actually declined. The question is fair to ask. If you are a card-carrying member of the Republican Party, do you think that she still is an option as a presidential candidate in 2012? And what Paul Bugatti is referring to is that Newt Gingrich, and he gave him high praise and saying that he was the brilliant speaker and whatnot, Gingrich said that what would be best for Sarah Palin would be for her to catch up on reading, to get more versed in things, to go out and speak, to try to come up with some kind of a program to help people, in other words, start a foundation. And he listed out, you know, four or five great things that Palin could do now that she left office 16 months early. So is there kind of a, and of course a Democrat and a strategist naturally would not be pro-Palin, but there are people that like Sarah Palin a lot that are not saying, hey, I'm off this ship, I don't like Palin, but they're saying, eh, Palin's a nice lady, but I don't think she's all she's cracked up to be, and I don't think she would make a good president, so let's hope that the Republicans, or as a Republican, let's hope that they don't put her up there in 2012. Your thoughts on that? Is she a serious contender anymore, or is she being viewed as somebody who stepped away from her job, as somebody who doesn't know enough and really couldn't cut it on the national scene when you get down to it? 800-259-5791. Or, you know, hey, is she just an easy punching bag? Here's the follow-up on the pilot situation over the Hudson. Now what they're saying, because investigators, of course, have frantically been looking into this at the NTSB as fast as they can because people want answers. The mayor wants answers. The city council wants answers. They, you know, what caused this? What would possibly happened? And in looking at this, what they're saying is that the air traffic controller, in a report to the National Transportation Safety Board, the controller at Teterboro didn't advise the pilot of the potential traffic when he handed off the radar monitoring of the plane to Newark. So they had no idea. No idea. The helicopter wasn't visible on the radar scopes until about 7 seconds after the transfer. Okay, Teterboro, we're done with this. Boom, hand it off. And they got, so it got lost. And this leads to a couple of different things. Union leaders now are saying, union involved, union leaders are saying that the NTSB statements that the controller could see the helicopter on his radar screen and the implications that he could have provided a warning is wrong, but they're disagreeing with that. So now this open disagreement violates the normal protocol of the National Transportation Safety Board, their investigations, and it's been a tough week for air traffic controllers. But here's the deal. You got, in Teterboro, you've got administrative leave, right? You've got two controllers on administrative leave. One of them is a manager. He was out. He wasn't there. He left when the crash happened. The other controller was inappropriately on a private phone conversation. That can't be good for somebody that, and what was he doing? He was talking to his girlfriend. What is the deal with women and men and the phone and texting? Guys, I don't care how hot she is, how fabulous she is, how much you're crazy about her. I'm sorry, there's a time and a place. Can you not take your break and call or text? No woman is worth your killing somebody or killing yourself because you're not focused and you're not paying attention. So naturally, that was a bungle, no matter how you look at it, right? So the NTSB is saying that the audible warning sounded and visual warnings appeared on the computer screens 20 seconds before the collision. But the controllers say they didn't hear them. And then now the other part of the problem is they're saying that these alerts, especially at the Hudson River, they're so frequent that it's just part of the background noise. That's not good at all. Does that make anyone feel comfortable about taking a helicopter ride over the Hudson to look down the beautiful sights of Manhattan? So 9 people killed as a result of this. You had the Piper plane and the helicopter, sightseeing. That's it. What does that do for the people? And you look at that wreckage, it'll make you think twice, I'm telling you. So now there's a big fight over, ultimately, are these guys wrongly being hung out there to dry? It doesn't sound like it to me, because one walked out of the building and shouldn't have done that. The other one's on the phone. How's he paying attention to the plane? He's not. The answer is not. And then just saying that they shoved it off to Newark, I don't think that excuses what happened in Teterboro at all. Certainly not to the families, it doesn't. All right, more on what's happening across the nation. Obviously, many of you went to the movies this weekend, and surprisingly, I think a lot of people went to see, although it is got an interesting storyline. District 9 was number one at the box office. You know, we do those cheap movie reviews on Thursday. And District 9, it shows you the interest in Aliens, because it's an alien action picture. $37 million. Yeah. It's a low-budget movie, but critically acclaimed. It got pretty good write-ups. And it was produced by Peter Jackson, and it was directed by some unknown 29-year-old. They shot the film in Johannesburg, South Africa, and they crushed these other bigger budget movies, like The Time Traveler's Wife was in third place. The movie that was released about with Jeremy Piven, The Salesman movie, they crushed that movie at the box office, too. The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard. He was a car salesman in this. And it barely even showed up. $5.4 million. How about it? So clearly people were interested in the Jackson flick more than anything else that was out there. And like I said, it wasn't a big budget movie, but it just goes to show you sometimes you can have unknown people, unknown actors or directors or whatever, and you just strike a right chord with the public, or there's enough underground buzz, which happens sometimes with independent movies. And sure enough, if the budget wasn't big, $37 million, they should easily, in the movie business, they're concerned about recouping the money that they put into it. So you would think at that rate, they'll probably be able to do that. By the way, G.I. Joe, The Rise of the Cobra, brought in, over the weekend anyway, $22 million. So you add up, because that's the flick we were talking about last week. We even had somebody on from a G.I. Joe club. In talking about the G.I. Joe movie, still, though, $175 million. Wow. How crazy is that? $100 million domestically. So people were interested in it. People were interested in and I think it's the war scenario. They were interested in that. Or then there were people that liked the whole G.I. Joe character, so they decided to go out and see that flick because it's still churning strong. Here's another thing that people were buzzing about. Michael Phelps, whenever his name comes out in the news, remember there was the pictures of him doing the bongs, and he was in South Carolina. He was on a college campus, and somebody took his picture, and it created a whole firestorm for him. And now the latest thing is, he's going to be cited for failure to present a valid driver's license. He was involved in one of these two cars in a Baltimore crash. So it's under investigation, but they're saying he's going to be cited for failure to stop at a red light and the driver's license thing and failure to establish a Maryland residency. So he's got a couple things he's going to have to pay for. Lucky for him, he makes an unbelievable amount of money, and he'll be able to do that. The good news is that nobody was injured in this crash. I mean, the guy who won 8 gold medals, he can't keep it together, it sounds like, when he is out of the pool. They better get him back into the pool and keep him there. Sports Shorts next here on America Tonight.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the things you call a phone call. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food.
All right, as promised, we're taking a break from health care reform discussions, although I always welcome them on America Tonight. Push, push, push. That's the name of the game. There's no reason to lie in the weeds. You should be able to express yourself. And you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Also, we're doing a fun little poll, reality television show, because coming up, we're going to, if you missed it, we're going to have the star of Addicted to Beauty here on America Tonight, our next hour. I thought it'd be fun because what's it like to have these cameras in your face 24/7 for 4 months and to be mic'd up? And, you know, ultimately, what is fun or interesting about doing that? But there's enough of it. Reality television sells. There's no question about it. I guarantee, even if you don't like it, you've probably seen at least one or two reality television shows. But right now we're focusing on sports. I spent a little bit of the day watching the Hazel Team Minnesota deal, where we're talking about, of course, the last major of the year, and Tiger Woods for the PGA. Tiger Woods was battling Y.E. Yang on Sunday, highly unlikely. And talking about Asian golfers, you've had some great Asian golfers who have come in second at majors or come in even third. KJ Choi, if I remember, he came in third at one of the Masters. But did anybody really think down the stretch that Tiger Woods wasn't going to be able to pull it out? Here's what a little bit of that sounded like at the end. pay close attention, and you can see the excitement building.
And now let's see, Wei Yang, now he can see the clubhouse from here.
That one's right.
And there's nothing but water over there. Oh, how about this shot? Oh, my goodness.
That's right as incorrect. Gary, how thin is this?
It's
a cover on a golf ball. That's what it made it by.
You could see the way he was leaning. He wouldn't shoot at that one. He's not kind of hanging around trying to win by one. He's going to try to put this thing away here.
Good rhythm, good swing of the putter.
That's amazing. I thought he was going to make that. I sensed that Tiger sensed he had one opportunity to change everything.
Again, this could be just really groundbreaking in so many ways. Here he goes. David Faraday.
206 yards. So three utility.
He's got to get over that tree. And
overhook it. Oh, goodness.
What a goal shot. How about this? You wondered if you would ever see the day Tiger would relinquish a 54-hole lead. Well, here you go. This is it. This is to change the game. Parts all around the world. Y.E. Yang.
Y.E.N. Championship.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this, for all of you who don't know, Yang is a guy from South Korea who was ranked 110th in the world. Amazing. This would have been Tiger Woods' 15th major. We know he's got 70 tournaments altogether that he's won. He starts the day, Tiger Woods, two strokes ahead on the pack. And, of course, he was leading Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and at the couple of bad shots, it illustrated that to me that he was human. And of course, there was a great eagle that was made by Yang, and it was a terrific win for him. What a successful day! And I think that that shows you also the greatness of Tiger Woods. That yeah, he's human; he can lose. It's just amazing what he's done in the past, almost like Roger Federer, who started to lose to Rafa Nadal and had that epic Wimbledon and ultimately didn't come away with this. In this case, here's Tiger and a couple of bad shots, and it leads to him losing it to somebody who, for people who don't follow golf, certainly an unknown guy. You were watching this too, Matt. It was very exciting to watch. The back nine is what I watched. It was exciting to watch it, frankly.
Yeah, it definitely was. And, you know, he had a four-shot lead at the turn. And you'd never see, I mean, it's never been done before, you know, Tiger losing after he's led after the three rounds. And I was just sitting there, I couldn't believe it, because Tiger was melting down a little bit. He was missing putts, he was hitting bad shots, and this Yang guy was just pulling everything out. I mean, he's hitting over trees, hitting, like, just a little bit on top of the water, skimming the water, getting onto the green. There's some ridiculous stuff going on, and he pulled it out.
Yeah, he pulled it out good, and like you said, that's a good description of it. He wasn't intimidated by Woods. He just was playing well. He was on a hot roll, and he was able to make the shots like the eagle that I mentioned, and had, you know, massive success. It's funny, you think of Woods. A year ago, the guy could barely walk because he had that reconstructive knee surgery. So he goes into this PGA Championship with a terrific year, let's face it, with five wins on tour, and he was lapping everybody off, and as Matt said, and then you're not thinking it. You're just not thinking he's not going to win this 15th, and sure enough, woo-hee, Y.E. Yang ends up doing it, so congratulations to him. Another interesting moment occurred on a track, and it was Usain Bolt. We're talking about a world-shattering 100-meter record, and if you didn't get a chance to see that, even if you're not a sports fan, I think you can appreciate the athletic prowess of this guy, because watching him, like I said, you turn your head, and it is over in a second by the time the world's fastest man is all said and done, and here's what it sounded like.
Set.
There's the start, and Bolt got a good one, and Gay's right with him, and shows us off a foul. Bailey's there, too. But here's Bolt. Bolt charging to the front. Gay's coming, but can't catch him. Usain Bolt, look at the time. 9.58 world record.
Congratulations, baby. I mean, he world record 9.58 seconds at the World Championships. Woo! In Berlin. Yeah, exactly. The Jamaican does it again. It just turned into a one-man show. Tyson Gay was supposed to be a big rivalry with his closest rival, but it was all about Bolts. I mean, really, no question about it. We move from that to Michael Vick. Everybody's still talking about Vick getting picked up by the Eagles as a backup heading into the weekend. He was interviewed by James Brown for 60 Minutes. Some interesting things that he talked about being in prison. Here's a couple of clips. We'll let you hear Michael Vick again, some of the things that he said to James Brown that were pretty intriguing.
The first day I walked into prison and he slammed that door, I knew, you know, the magnitude of the decisions that I make and the poor judgment and what I, you know, allowed to happen to the animals. And, you know, it's no way of, you know, explaining, you know, the hurt and the guilt that I felt. And that was the reason I crashed so many nights. And that put it all into perspective. You know, that wasn't my life. That wasn't the way that things were supposed to be. And all because of the so-called culture that I thought was right. And I thought it was cool. And I thought it was, you know, it was fun and it was exciting at the time. It all led to me laying in a prison bunk. By myself. Nobody to talk to but myself.
Who do you blame for all of this?
I blame me.
All right, see, he owns up to it. He owns up what he did and the reality of the situation. His mentor in all of this, the NFL, set him up with Tony Dungy, and Dungy, man, has done him well, helping to negotiate, in a way, even the Eagles thing, not the contract itself, but to have the discussion with Lori and others about what he's seen in Michael Vick, and here's what he said.
I've visited a lot of prisons. That's something that I do. And I know that there are a lot of young men, especially African-American young men, who needed chance, who made a mistake, who did something wrong, who had a problem, but are looking to bounce back. That's what I've always been concerned about, not just for Michael Vick, but for hundreds of guys that I've talked to.
All right, Tony Dungy, what a stand-up guy he is. Let's hope that Michael Vick doesn't blow it and that people can forgive him. I think it's going to be pretty tough for him in the beginning. Even though he did his time, as I said, still, it's when you talk about dogs and animals, it's going to be tough for some people, to overcome it. Perfect thing to end with here in the show. It was Vince Lombardi who said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing.
I could have put a stop to it. I could have walked away from it.
But you
I could have set the whole operation down.
But you didn't.
But
and
I
why
didn't.
Not? What was keeping you going?
Not being able to say or tell, you know, certain people around me that, look, we can't do this anymore.